Happy holidays! What's up, you guys? It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It.
I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Stuff has been going so great lately. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited because today we have so much to talk about. First thing first, on my Christmas Eve, we had a get together with all of my my grandmother's grandchildren, and we exchanged gifts all of day. Played the games, played the card games, all types of stuff. And it was really fun. It was really a vibe. Now, today's topic is going to be about old TV shows. Now, here's the thing about old TV shows. We all have our childhood shows that we all used to watch. But in particular, I'm going to be talking about mine. Now, back in the day when we had so many shows, we had... Not so much as shows. We had so many channels. We had Disney Channel, PBS Kids, Teen Nick, all of that. And basically how it was is now everything is just so childproof. It's so many things that is not talked about. And that's kind of, you know, it's taking the point out of life, you know. It takes the point out of, you know, growing up and getting older, stuff like that. So that's really, like, you know, a problem. Now, I don't know how much Teen Nick has changed. I don't know how much PBS Kids has changed, but I do know that it was shows like Wildcrats, Dinosaur Train, which I'm pretty sure Dinosaur Train is still going, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure I don't know if they still make episodes, but it shall do air. I know with Cartoon Network, when all of the kids shows go off, it would go into Adult Swim. It would be shows like The Boondocks, Family Guy, what's that show called with the hamburger and the fries? It was a show like that. It was like Squid or something. Yeah, Robot Chicken, stuff like that. And I don't think those things have changed. I'm pretty sure the shows have changed from now. But the real change actually comes in stuff like Disney Channel and Teen Nick. Now, Disney Channel, it was always restricted. Some stuff was just not talked about. But now, I saw a show on Disney Channel. It's Sydney to the Max, something like that. And they were talking about the girls, what the girls go through in life and something like that about her period, stuff like that. Now, on Teen Nick, it's like it's not even for teenagers anymore. And here's why I say that. Growing up with Teen Nick, it was seen as only for teenagers. So, here's what I mean by that. When a little kid would want to say, like, they would see Teen Nick or something like that, we was always told to not watch Teen Nick because it's not for kids. Because we weren't teenagers yet. So when we decided to start, I started to just watch it because I started to watch Adult Swim too. And it's not that those were only for adults, stuff like that. They were for adults. It was just like for mature kids. So I started watching that, and now, you know, it has shows like Degrassi, Cat Dog would come on. It was Dance Academy. Yeah, and now it only shows stuff like Henry Danger Squad. Yeah, that's not even, You can see that on Nickelodeon. It's basically shows that you've seen on Nickelodeon on Teen Nick now. It had Teen Nick Top 10 back then, where they would show regular music, stuff like that. And I think that's kind of the reason why teenagers don't even watch Teen Nick no more. Nobody really watch Teen Nick anymore because it's not interesting at all. And I know a lot of teenagers who used to watch Teen Nick because it was the stuff. It was the Teen Nick Choice Awards, stuff like that. You know, it was great. I mean, I'm pretty sure it had flaws back then, but now it don't even have a show to give flaws, to have flaws with. And this was really boring. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, stuff like that, that's kind of lame now. So, is there a lot of conspiracy theories about the old TV shows that kids used to watch, like SpongeBob about Mr. Krabs eating the crabs and making them into Krabby Patties, or the Rugrats were actually, they all actually died or something like that. It was stuff about Caillou having cancer, stuff like that. What else? It was another one. It was one more. Hey Arnold, parents were doing drugs. That's why he's deformed. His head is deformed. Yeah, those, you know, theories, they really messed up our childhood, because like we don't even see those shows the same anymore. I still do, but I know a lot of people who don't even like the shows anymore because of those theories. And when you think about it, those theories don't really make sense. Like, come on now, Mr. Krabs making, well, I mean, it is a crab trap, so. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the creators were trying to do when they made that show. I'm pretty sure it is a good show. I mean, just don't tell your kids that Mr. Krabs is actually trapping other crabs. That's why it's all other crabs in the sea. So, I mean, that probably was intentional, and it's not a bad thing. I mean, maybe he just wants to be the only crab, you know? Anyway, that is it for this topic, which means, unfortunately, that is the end of this episode. So, I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye!